morning. Sisters and brothers, we're here on a very solemn matter and a solemn occasion about a tragedy, a horrific tragedy of six children.
You are listening to the voice of Kofi Taharka, a local chapter leader and national chairperson with the Black United Front. Taharka was offering a prayer during a Monday morning prayer vigil on the steps of the Harris County Family Courts in downtown Houston. The prayer vigil was called for by a new group called the Coalition for the Preservation of the Black Family after the presumed deaths of six foster children who died in California last month when their adoptive foster parents drove off a cliff in Mendocino County.
And this family has some Houston roots. We're here for a prayer vigil. We want to get our spirit right. We want to pray for this family.
The foster children from Houston are Jeremiah, Devante, and Sierra Hart. Their last names were changed from Davis when they were adopted by the married foster parents, Jennifer and Sarah Hart. And in light of their deaths, here in Houston on Monday, the Coalition for the Preservation of the Black Family called for the Harris County Family Courts to stop the practice of splitting up black families in the foster system.
Black children, we have families. They're kinship, they're related, they're biological. And we want our children to remain within our own family systems. Our heart was just broken when we found out the children were taken from a family system that they say was abusive to them, to be only be placed with another abusive set of people that were not family. And we think that's
That was the voice of Sondera Mowry, who attended the prayer vigil. Just this week, police investigators in California released results of autopsy reports that confirmed that the driver of the vehicle, Jennifer Hart, was intoxicated with a blood alcohol content level of 0.10, which is over the legal limit. The other adoptive parent and two of the three children whose bodies were recovered tested positive for the active ingredient found in Benadryl, which can cause drowsiness. 4 days ago, CNN published a story with a sensationalized headline, "Drunk, Drugged, and Possibly on the Run, Hart Family's Final Days." At the scene, there was no evidence of skid marks where the minivan that Jennifer Hart was driving left the road, crashed through a guardrail, and plummeted 100 feet down the side of a cliff overlooking the Pacific Ocean. Pamela Muhammad is an attorney who has handled family separation cases, and she is a member of the Coalition for the Preservation of the Black Family, who organized Monday's prayer vigil. I spoke with her the next day.
There is a problem of disproportionate minority impact as it relates especially to black children and families being removed in Harris County, Texas. Black people are no more likely to abuse their children than any other race, but we have some very disproportionately high numbers of removals.
One of the foster kids from Houston, whose body hasn't been recovered yet, is 15-year-old Devante Hart. I'm going to call him Devante Davis. You've probably seen Devante before. In 2014, a photograph of Devante, then 12, hugging a white police officer during a Black Lives Matter protest in Portland, Oregon, went viral. You've probably seen this photograph. It was taken a little more than 3 months after the senseless police murder of Michael Brown on a Ferguson, Missouri street. And in the photo, Devante is visibly upset. He's crying.
And when the people of Ferguson kind of stood up and cried because of the oppression, then you see now this little boy crying. When I first saw the picture, I thought, wow, he's crying. Why is he crying like that? I just thought that was it just struck me as, you know, little children, they may cry on the inside, but when they're outwardly crying, there's usually something really wrong, you know. And I think the attachment, the sentimental, you know, value that people attached, I didn't really feel that, because I do know that police officers routinely mistreat our children. And so it just kind of stuck out to me like a sore thumb. So now I'm thinking he was trying to inform the police officer that he was in pain.
As an attorney and as an activist, Pamela Muhammad is studying the issue of how many black children are removed from their parents and not placed into kinship care with other relatives who could provide for their needs while not breaking up the greater family.
You know, some of the stats some of the things we saw were that we were four times more likely to be removed than other children from our homes than children being removed from their families. But, this is one of the key issues that we've seen. Black children are less likely to receive in-home services, meaning what are the services that could be provided that could maybe keep those children in those families? You know, 60% of the child removals involve families that make less than $10,000.
For this story, I reached out to the Houston Region media contacts for the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services. They responded by saying they forwarded my request for statistics about how often this happens to the statewide media contacts, who never responded to my message. But again, Pamela Muhammad said that based on the data she's seen here in Harris County, black families facing the family court system are four times as likely to have their children removed from their greater families. At the prayer vigil in Houston, activists prayed and vowed to keep fighting for the preservation of the black family. This is Sister Mama Sonia's prayer that she delivered on a bullhorn.
No weapons formed against us shall prosper. Today we pray, Lord, we ask you to please bless the spirits of the young children. And if they are still alive, Lord, we pray that they can be returned to the fold. Not only do we pray for these children, we pray for each and every child that has been snatched, that has been taken away from our black families and put in families that don't look like us. We believe in black children for black families. Black children belong to black families. No weapons formed against us shall prosper. Lord, we pray for the peace that surpasses all understanding for our hearts, minds, and spirits as we go forward.
A special thank you to Jelani Hadi with the National Black United Front for attending this prayer vigil, taking video of it, posting it publicly to Facebook, and then allowing me to share it with you here on this broadcast. Thanks, Jelani. For the People's News, I'm Brandon Moore.
We fired up!
And ready to roll!
We fired up!
And ready to roll!
We fired up!
And ready to roll!
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
We fired up!
And ready to roll!
We fired up!
And ready to roll!
We fired up!
And ready to roll!